This is Twit.
Well, everybody loves to tell Apple they ought to buy Tesla, including myself in a column I wrote 2 years ago. But now a truly influential faction is chiming in, the shareholders who own Apple. Dawn Schmielowski is a senior editor at Recode, and she joins us now. Welcome to you, Dawn.
Hey, how's it going, Mike?
It's going great, thank you. Now, how did the topic of Tesla come up at the recent Apple shareholders meeting?
So during the shareholders meeting, there was the usual exciting rituals of board members being reelected and various measures being put before the shareholders. And then Tim Cook sort of sat down in the middle of the stage and gave kind of a status of Apple report. And then following that, shareholders rose and began to ask questions. And two questioners asked broached the same issue. You know, we love Tesla. It's very similar to Apple in terms of culture and in innovation, in terms of tech disruption. Why don't you buy it? You've got some cash on hand.
So did Tim Cook seem interested at all when he was asked this question?
Tim Cook, here's the funny part. Tim Cook actually was joking about his non-answers. The first time a shareholder posed the question, he redirected the question to note that Apple doesn't really have a relationship with Tesla. And boy, he wished that Tesla would begin to support CarPlay, noting that it's alone among the major car makers not to offer a model that supports CarPlay. And then he quipped, was that a good non-answer? Which provoked a nice bit of laughter in the room. And thinking he had dismissed it, another shareholder rose almost immediately thereafter and asked the same question. So verbally quipped, he's playing with the shareholders and said, you know, let me think of another way that I can't answer this question. So at least he took it in a lighthearted spirit, but it is sure to provoke some renewed discussion about whether or not there are any sort of serious discussions between Apple and Tesla. As you know, these discussions were reported or rumored about a year ago. There have been a lot of reports in the Wall Street Journal and elsewhere about Apple beginning to do some research about entering the automotive industry. There have been discussions of poaching of various employees, Apple and Tesla poaching engineers from one another. So there is something intriguing going on between the two companies that will be perhaps for the blogosphere for days, if not weeks, to come.
Skype is being Skype again. Sorry about that. Hopefully it will regather its composure. Dawn, if Apple's going to build a car anyway, wouldn't it make a lot of sense? I mean, Apple buying Tesla would put their car project into insane mode, if you will, and shave, you know, 5 years off coming to market at least, because, I mean, it's going to take Apple forever to come to market with a car of its own. Teslas are awesome cars. They just need to rip out the Android screen in the dash and put in Apple software, and they're good to go. Why are they even being coy about this? Why haven't they already bought Tesla?
Well, that's a really interesting question that you should perhaps pose to Tim Cook. I mean, there's no question that Apple, as the world's largest publicly traded company, has cash to burn, if you will. They've got nearly $180 billion in cash sort of lying around. And they've been flashing some of that cash recently, right? They bought Beats for $3 billion. They're investing hundreds of millions of dollars to create to underwrite the cost of a solar energy farm here in California to power all of its facilities in California with renewable energy. So Apple really does have the resources to make a big purchase. Indeed, Tim Cook at the shareholders meeting reported that Apple has quietly acquired 23 companies whose technologies and/or engineers were interesting to the company. So, you know, perhaps there's something going on that we don't know about, we wouldn't be privy to. But to your point, Mike, if Apple is indeed serious about entering the car market, and we don't know how serious Apple is, they're in an exploratory stage now, it appears, this would certainly accelerate their move onto the roadways, if you will.
But would Tesla want to sell? I think that's the big question, too.
That's a really relevant point. I mean, I believe Elon Musk said that he had no interest in selling. I believe he said that to Bloomberg. So he's another critical component in this. Who knows whether Elon Musk wants to sell to a large company.